Well, to theatre news, and No One Sees the Video by Martin Crimp. It's a production being brought to the stage of the Lear Academy on Monday week. Its director is Samantha Cade, and playing three of the roles in the production is Aina Hardwick. And Samantha and Aina join us now. Samantha, tell us a little bit about the play, first of all. What is it about? Where is it set?
The play is about market research in the late 80s. So Martin Crimp wrote it after he was a market researcher who did transcribing of market research during the years of 1980 to 1983. Mm. So the play deals with market, it's set against or in the background of market research. But what it really is dealing with is it's dealing with the human urges and the desires to connect in a world where the connection is limited by the material world that they're existing in.
So, and because it's set in that kind of time period, does it feel like a long time ago when you're bringing it to the stage now, or the issues that it deals with? Does it feel like a sort of a 1980s, 1990s thing, or does it feel very prescient?
I think actually one of the reasons I chose the play is I think it feels very prevalent for today. Mm-hmm. It's set, I mean, we're setting it specifically from 1990 to 1991 just to deal with a lot of the changes that were happening in London and at the time, because the play is set in South London and North Britain. Mm. And he's dealing with the divide that happened between Southwest London and Northeast England.
And what was
political?
Yeah.
I feel like jumps even more now because as we say, the set and the costumes really place in the 90s, but the issues, the kind of, when you think of Brexit and the kind of divides that are going on in society in Britain now, that's what started me, is that that the play kind of jumps out maybe even more now, because those issues, like things like the Berlin Wall are mentioned and all of that that's happening in 1989, 1990. Mm-hmm. And there's something of that feeling is resonant in, I guess, in that play.
Yeah.
So it feels quite fitting.
And yeah. And also just because, I mean, it deals with looking at how market research would use our lives and our consciousness to create products that are then sold back to us. Mm-hmm. And how we can't escape that world. Mm-hmm. And in the 90s, the information they would receive would be voluntary. But at that time, when he was writing it, it might not have seemed quite so voluntary. But they would be asked in interviews or questions that would then reveal about their life, if they had kids or if they were married, or and then they would put them in classes in categories based on their jobs and if they had a family, if they were married. And today, I think we're still dealing with that, but we're less aware of it.
Yeah,
it's happening to us in what we look up on the internet, or
sure,
if we go into a store. So I think
if you sign up to Facebook, essentially, your whole life is there, and your life choices are up there.
Exactly, and it's amazing that a play written in 1990 sort of foreshadowed that so well, that actually what the job that these characters are doing, some of them, Colin, who's this market researcher, that job is now done, you know, by kind of almost automatically filtering, you know, through, kind of, as Sam said, what you're looking at on Facebook and I guess what you're buying online. So that world has even jumped forward, you know, in the last 25 years, 28 years.
You play three roles in it. Why three roles, tell me? Was one not enough for you?
One wasn't enough. No, I wanted them all. But this is, that's really interesting actually, because the characters I play, John, Roger and Nigel, ostensibly very different. I mean, one is from replacing the US, another from Newcastle in the north of England, and one from London. But what they, I guess, all share is they're kind of from a similar age, so all born post-war, and you can see, especially in two of the characters, this, as Sam was describing, this sort of desperation underneath for real human connection in a difficult difficult world where there's mistrust, there's kind of misunderstanding, there is a kind of a political way of communication in that marketing research world.
There's manipulation
from those market researchers. So I guess the choice to play those three characters with one actor, in a way, kind of underscores that they're, while they're in different places, they're the experience is quite is actually quite similar.
Samantha, I think I'm right in saying you're doing a master's in theatre directing. So have you already directed at the Lear Academy?
Yes, we directed a devised piece, which we created under Louise Lowe was our tutor at the time. And so we created a devised piece. So I did a piece based on nurses in three different time periods, female nurses working and their struggles dealing with the workload and the demand and the female aspect of having to be or expecting to be nurturing, even just because they're female. Mm-hmm. And so it played on that.
So when you, you know, when you're part of the academy doing theatre directing masters, does that mean all that you do for that masters just involves around the area of theatre directing, or are there a lot more broader aspects of the course that you do?
We do a lot. We take movement classes to understand the movement of the actors and how to talk to them about movement. We take that with Sue Mithen. I said her name right. That's
yeah.
And we take we learn about scenography from people like Aidan Cosgrove, and we work with the playwrights in the school.
So you get get a really broad kind of overview, I guess, yeah, of all different aspects of it. And at the end, you know, if this is your master's, I guess master's is usually 1 year. So have you come out of this thinking directing is the road that you want to go down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this?
I think the amazing thing about the school is because it's so broad and you get to learn all these different aspects, you learn that that being a director means having an understanding of everything that's happening around you and learning how to communicate with other artists so that they can achieve what they want to achieve as well, so that you're not just putting all of your concepts on it, but you're learning to work with other artists at the same time.
Mm. And for you, Anna, is your plan, you're doing the, you're in the final year of a bachelor in acting student, I understand. So is acting, being on the stage, etc., is that where you see yourself or where you'd want to see yourself?
Absolutely. I think that's sort of at the forefront of the training here is it's definitely, it's a training for life in the theatre and then extending into the world of kind of film and TV. So we're prepared for film, TV, theatre, voice work, all that the kind of industry requires from actors now. Mm. It's a similar to the MFA, a very broad training in that sense. Mm-hmm. And hugely practical as well. I mean, it's just great that we get to work with the MFA directors. This is our fifth show of the final year. Mm. So for the last 9 months, it's been production after production, including short films. So it's designed to, I guess, immerse you in everything that you will be doing as an actor.
Yeah. Hoping or planning to stay in Ireland or planning to travel as an actor, or have you any idea along those lines?
Yes. So I suppose the idea of me would be to be based in Dublin, but freely and able to travel to UK, especially because that's been certainly the path for a lot of graduates over the last few years is this kind of straddling between Dublin and London seems to be the most viable way to build a career.
Sure.
We know so many people in the industry here in Dublin, and we work so closely with the directors, the playwrights, the producers, but we have a strong connection as well in London, especially with all the Irish theatre that's been produced there in the last 12 months. It's been a great year for Lear actors over there.
Yeah.
So I hope to play between the two.
Play between the two. It would be nice. And obviously it's a bigger market over there as well. So had you, Samantha, had you been living over in kind of Dublin all that time, or did you come over to do the course?
No, yeah, I'm from Canada. So I had heard about the course from a friend who did it, and I was an actor before, so I looked into the course and I was really impressed with the fact that a lot of MFA courses, the teachers aren't actually working as directors or as in the industry, so I was really impressed with that and applied and decided to come, and then here I am, and I've kind of fallen in love with Ireland and I fall in love with Irish theatre, and
And you'll stay on with us.
I hope to. Yes, that's my goal. I think that there's a real nice, real energy in Irish theater. I mean, because of the way the program is, we do a course with Thomas Conway, and he gives us a list of plays that we have to go see. So you see a wide range of plays, from dance theater to immersive theater to big commercial theater. So you really get a perspective of the theater community that's happening in Dublin really quickly. Mm. And you start to see, I just think there's a lot of talented actors also in Ireland. So it's really exciting as a director to be able to work with them. And the cast of No One Sees the Video is extremely talented and brings so much to the show. So I think it's just really nice to be in a school where you get to work with actors that are at such a level that they're still students, but they're professional actors, and they treat rehearsal professionally. And they don't just come to rehearsal. They bring ideas and they bring research. And I think the school teaches them really well how to do that.
Well, it starts on the Lear Academy on the stage on Monday week. Let me see where my dates are. On Monday, the 9th of July. Monday, the 9th of July, and runs until the Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a matinee on one of the days, on Thursday.
And matinee on Thursday as well. Well, I'm listen, the best of luck with it. It's entitled No One Sees the Video, and it's by Martin Crimp, and Samantha Cade is its director. Anna Hardwick plays not one, not two, but three roles in the production. And the best of luck with it, and thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Now, earlier we heard from Jackie Naylor singing her version of Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. So let's finish tonight with the woman herself. Here's Amy Winehouse and Our Day Will Come.